Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us on Thursday. The Gulf Breeze News always comes out, and the managing editor for the Gulf Breeze News joins us now, Melanie Cormandy. Melanie, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You've got an article about the city considering some changes in the way it regulates, like e-scooters and e-bikes. I know we talked about this with Sam Abel, but I think this is a big deal.
Yes, it's a really big deal. E-scooters, e-bikes, those sorts of personal vehicles, they've really exploded over the past 5 years in usage, and people of all ages around the city are using them in all kinds of places. And, you know, the city, they're really eyeing, you know, the potential dangers in the unregulation of this. I feel like everybody at this point has a story about witnessing a close call with a kid almost getting clipped by a car and that sort of thing.
Right.
So, they're trying to rein this in. They're going to create the traffic calming committee, which is the same committee that they use to regulate and come up with rules for golf cart usage in the city. And they're going to do some discussions. They're going to hold some public meetings and look at other ordinances from other cities and see how they've approached the use of e-vehicles in the city. And they are actually hoping to have something back to the council in the next 60 to 90 days for them to look at, but definitely before the new school year begins.
Yeah, to me, they're motor vehicles, and I'm surprised they're not being regulated as such because they're so fast and so powerful at the same time as they're not quite as fast as cars. So putting them on the road is,
yeah.
You know, maybe not. And, you know, I don't have a great answer. I just know that it's a problem right now for sure. You guys have done an investigative piece on retention ponds in the county. Is that right?
Yes. So it's something that I really didn't pay that much attention to until we started looking into them. And these retention ponds are everywhere, and they're used to hold stormwater. But we were wondering who owns these ponds, who's responsible for maintaining them, what are their regulations? And we found out that there are over 700 of these ponds, retention and detention ponds, in Santa Rosa County. 450 of them are owned by the county. Most of the rest are owned by private entities and subdivisions and HOAs. And several of them are owned by FDOT.
Right.
That actually includes this. It's a really big retention pond that's new to the county, right outside of the Grand Point subdivision on Highway 98. And that one, we found out it's a really big pond, but it's not going to be fenced in, not going to be treated with mosquitoes and that sort of thing. So there are several houses along that retention pond that they're probably not very happy about that.
Of which part? The not being treated for mosquitoes?
Yeah.
I'm happy they're not putting a fence around it. I hate the fences around retention ponds. I think it makes everything look like a trailer park. So I'm, you know, in Baldwin County, they don't do that. They let them be open. They become amenities rather than problems. But yeah, no, you're right. Like putting them all in before they did all the Highway 98 reconstruction. It's a big thing. And, you know, and the question to me is always for homeowners, when the retention pond isn't working right because it hasn't been maintained properly or the grass hasn't been mowed or the weeds or whatever, you know, who's responsible? Is it the HOA? Is it the county? Mm-hmm. Is it the city? Is it FDOT? You know, those are good questions. You made a distinction between a detention and a retention. What is the difference?
So a retention pond is designed to keep water in it year-round. A detention pond, you'll see them, they're empty. They don't have water in them, and then they collect the runoff whenever there is stormwater runoff.
Okay. All right. So detention is punishment. It's the Breakfast Club pond, and retention is all the time. It is a pond. It's a lake. It's a small lake. Okay. All right.
You're gonna start noticing them now.
Yeah. I didn't know that was a distinction, but it makes sense certainly. You guys also have a story about this bear attack in Joseph Circle.
Yeah. Last week, a man who lived on Joseph Circle, that's down by the Midway area, by Soundside Drive. He got home early in the morning. I think it was Wednesday morning. let his dog out in the backyard, you know, to do their business. And there just happened to be a bear in the backyard. And I don't have the full story yet. I'm actually meeting with him today for a full interview. But he ended up having to save his dog from this bear, and the bear went for him. So he's, you know, he went to the hospital, and he's okay, and the dog's okay, you know. But it's a very traumatic thing that's happened to him.
Yeah, most definitely. Wow. Last thing, this is the Harbortown block party is tonight. Is that right?
Yeah, this is in coordination with the Gulf Breeze Chamber of Commerce. Harbortown, we're located in Harbortown as well, and it's right by the Pensacola Beach Sailfish sign. It's our business after hours, and everybody in Harbortown, we stay open. We have drinks and food and live music, and I think there might be a bounce house tonight for the kids. So it's a really fun evening to meet up with friends, make new friends, network. All that good stuff.
Outstanding. Hey, Melanie, hang on for a second, because I have a question for you that occurs to me that you may be uniquely positioned to answer. We're talking to Melanie Cormody, the managing editor for the Gulf Breeze News. Hang on just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
No accidents or delays to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Melanie Cormody. So, Melanie, here's a question. Your offices are right by the Pensacola Beach Sailfish sign. You're, like, across the road, basically, across the on-ramp or whatever. And, you know, my wife was asking me this question with all the promotion around the Gulf of America, with the sign changing. You know, Jimmy Patronis trying to get President Trump to come here and do a bill signing for a bill that's never going to get ratified into law because the Senate won't pass it. But, okay, different issue. You know, we don't have a great, like, photo op, selfie place for Pensacola. There's no big Pensacola Beach welcome sign, although, you know, Ashley Hofberger and the whole Toll Plaza facility. Anyway, long rambling preamble. We would love to have a place where people take selfies in front of the sailfish sign. They cannot. I mean, you can lawfully, but you have to cross the road to get there. I was just curious, and you guys are close, so you might have seen. Are people doing that now that it says Gulf of America? Have you noticed anything, heard any reports that that's an issue at all? Because obviously it's a public safety question, but I'm just curious.
People have been doing it for years. Okay. Ever since I've started working here, people take their graduation photos in front of there.
Oh.
It's just been happening. It's been happening this whole time. And yeah, it's right there on a curb too. So, I mean, if you're asking for a dangerous situation. But yeah, I love the idea of having a place where people can take their photos and that sort of thing safely.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know if there's necessarily been an influx of people doing it because of the new signage. But yeah, it's been happening for forever.
Okay. Well, that answers all the questions I had. So that's perfect. That's exactly what I wanted to know. Melanie Cormody, so helpful. Managing editor for the Gulf Breeze News. Great to talk to you, Melanie, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. See you in the breeze.
You bet. 818 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What was the public safety incident at Crab Island? I'll tell you about that. Coming up next on News Radio 92.3.
Celebrating 15 years of excellence, Nancy's Catering and Events has been feeding Pensacola's most unforgettable occasions since 2010. Led by award-winning executive chef Gus Silivos, Nancy's team brings top culinary creations and guest experiences to the Gulf Coast area. From lavish weddings and galas to seaside crab boils and garden parties, Nancy's has you covered. For more information and to see the array of menus and services, visit nancyscateringandevents.com. Nancy's Catering and Events, where your perfect event begins.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, there are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, enjoy Bands on the Bayou at Bayview Park, presented by East Hill Neighborhood Association. The music starts at 6:30. Find out more at bandsonthebayou.com. Sunday afternoon, Veterans Memorial Park will be honoring those who lost their lives during military service. The event begins at 1 with a presentation of colors. Visit Pensacola.com has more. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
All right, so you're out on the boat. You're at Crab Island, you know, in Destin. You're just lounging around, having a good time. You and a few dozen or more of your friends. And all of a sudden, as you're just sitting there relaxing, you hear a noise that's not exactly what you were expecting to hear when you were at Crab Island. The what? Machine gun fire. Limited machine gun fire. Sure enough, on Friday. And you could hear one of the women in the background there of the video. She says, is that real? So what had happened is you had two boats full of rangers from Eglin had sidled up to Crab Island, and they were shooting their rifles with blanks, okay? Of course, at the time, you wouldn't know that. You don't know what to think. And nobody was prepared for it. Nobody was expecting it. There were no, like, special event permits. You know, like, what it seems like may have been going on is that maybe they had stopped there on the way to an event that was going on to the west, which is for in connection with Billy Bowlegs on the Fort Walton Beach Landing Park, which is over by the other bridge. And maybe these were the guys who were involved in the ceremonial capture and surrender Billy Bowlegs that they reenact, and they had the, okay. And they may have stopped off to test the equipment. It's not quite clear. There is an investigation ongoing. Again, no real rounds used, but if you're in the crowd, and look, on a Friday evening, it's not a massive crowd necessarily at Crab Island. It's not Saturday, but, you know, still enough people, and you hear that close by, you might react. Be freaked out, be concerned. Now, if you watch, the video's up on our Facebook page if you want to see it. And there's a good report from, who was it? Task and Purpose. Really, really good defense news website. I didn't hear about this from local media at all. I heard about it from military.com, and I'm like, what in the... It's just, so through the military angle that this is being investigated, Destin basically says, Fort Walton, they basically say, no, we're, you know, this is not, we didn't do this, we didn't make this happen, this is not our baby, you know, we didn't get permission. The other one, sure, but not at this location. So, yeah, I mean, I think, like, lucky nobody got hurt in the reaction, and lucky nobody drew a weapon, nobody, I mean, you know, anyway, so it also made me wonder, and I don't know the rules on, I should have asked, Greg Gordon while I had him on the line. Didn't even think of it. I don't know what the rules are for firing a gun in the water. I mean, I know if somebody threatens me, I'm allowed to shoot them in self-defense if I'm carrying, okay? I know that. But, you know, I don't know whether you're allowed to fire a gun, real or blank. I mean, I just don't know. Water rules are always weird, you know? They're always different than mainland rules. 823 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, or this morning I must say questioning. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Officials say a small plane crashed into a military housing neighborhood in San Diego. San Diego Fire Rescue says that plane struck 15 homes in the Murphy Canyon neighborhood. Apparently multiple houses and vehicles have caught on fire due to this. They say that there's no report right now whether there were any deaths or injuries involved in this crash. The FAA says the plane was headed to the Montgomery Gibbs Executive Airport at the time of the crash. So we'll follow that and see what happens here later today. Walt Disney putting dozens of Venezuelan employees on unpaid leave because they might lose their temporary protected status. The employees are based out of Florida. They were told their jobs will be gone next month after the Supreme Court ruled this week that the Trump administration can revoke the protections of around 350,000 Venezuelans. And Bruce Springsteen has apparently released an EP containing his recent remarks that angered President Trump. He made those remarks last week when he kicked off his European tour in England. Wednesday, Springsteen released The Land of Hope and Dreams, which was recorded during that concert.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 825, we've got John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives.
That's right, still rolling accident-free right now. Not seeing anything that's going to slow you down. I-10, I-110 are actually flowing smooth, flowing smoothly.
I'm slowing smoothly?
Yeah, I know. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Interesting note, as part of the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, or the, you know, President Trump gets what he wants bill, or I don't know, whatever. One of the elements of this bill, it's kind of interesting, just passed the House, is the no tax on tips part, right? Because that's something that Trump has talked about before. And the idea here is to create a tax exemption so that you can deduct from your federal tax, your AGI, your adjusted gross income, any of your tips if you're a tipped employee. The regulations on this are kind of interesting because, you know, people may wonder, well, does that include, like, if it goes into law, you know, if this does pass, because it had already passed the Senate, now it's passed the House. I mean, this version of the tax bill hasn't passed the Senate, but that particular slice of the law had. If this gets signed into law, the way it's supposed to work is 100% income tax deduction for qualified tips. Qualified tips are up to $25,000 a year, which is not that much if you're a good bartender. I mean, let's think. A good bartender is going to be pulling in, what, a couple hundred dollars a night? Or a server, maybe. But let's say, you know, $200 a night. I mean, that's not that great, actually. But, you know, let's say it's $200 a night and you work 5 days a week. That's $1,000. And you work 50 weeks a year. That's $50,000. So only and that's not a great earning bartender. That's a okay earning bartender. Would only be able to deduct half. So the $25,000 limit is actually kind of restrictive. I hadn't been thinking about that. You have to earn less than $160,000 per year. That's a weirdly high number compared to the limit on tip deductions. So interesting balancing act there. Qualified tips have to be received in occupations that traditionally and customarily receive tips. So, you know, presumably waiter, bartender, taxi driver, maid, you know, things like that. It's going to be interesting to see whether it's going to cover, for example, fast food employees who often do, but maybe not traditionally always have. And, you know, that, I mean, because more and more places are offering you the chance to put a tip on the bill. Cash or credit card will be covered. Then here's other notes on this. It will not exempt you from having to pay Social Security FICA on those tips. That's still going to, I mean, they will always get you on the FICA, right? The FICA's on everything. But the thing that I was thinking through is if this does wind up being, and by the way, it's for this year. So the 2024 tax year, no, but 2025 tax year, yes, meaning going all the way back to January. It should apply to all of this, meaning, you know, sort of retroactively. The one thing I was thinking about, and this doesn't affect us here in Florida because we don't have a state income tax, but I was thinking through the problem of reporting the tips, claiming the tips, because the practice in the industry, at least when I was a waiter, was you never, I mean, I did because it was honest, but, you know, most people don't report all of their tips. You report a certain amount, you know, maybe 10% of your sales, okay? But if you're only making 10% of your sales, you're a terrible waiter. So you only report as much as you really need to report to not get audited, basically. And what I was thinking is this might give people an incentive to report more than that because they can deduct it, but that's not true because they'd still have to deduct it and they have to pay FICA on it. What I was thinking is if this incentivizes people to report more, then they take the ding on state tax because they would still have to pay state tax. And I think in the end, none of that applies. So this is me just working out the wrinkles live on the air. But that $25,000 suddenly seems like a very low limit on the cap for deductions. So I don't know, because I'm, you know, a lot of tipped employees who make the bulk of their money through tips are making a lot more than $25,000 a year on tips.
I'm thinking maybe it was a compromise. It sounds like a compromise situation.
It does seem like, I mean,
you know, because between the Senate and the House, I really do feel like that is the reason.
Yeah, anyway, so, you know, get excited, but not too excited. Also, it's not law yet. 829 on News Radio 92.3. If you are thinking about buying a vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. And, you know, one of the things I always think about with Frontier is, A, they have stuff, okay? We bought a car from them because they had it. We were just trying to test drive a car, and they happened to have a great car that nobody else had, like nobody had, just because of the... It just has to do with the way Honda does pre-owned certified and when you can and can't drive it and all. It's not worth explaining, but there was none to be had. They had one. We called it our unicorn. We drove it. We liked it. We liked the price. Can you come down a little bit? We can. Oh. Can you give us a day? We can. Can you come down a little bit more? We can. Can we buy it? We can. You can't. I mean, like, that's how easy it was for us. And so we had a great experience with them. But, you know, one of the advantages is this big selection of good quality used cars. So you don't have to go to, like, six different places to drive the six vehicles you want. You can just go to one place. You only have to meet one person. You don't have to tell your life story one time or not at all. You know, instead of having to go through the whole rigmarole and the drama and all of it. Buying a car is not fun. Sorry, John. Anyway, so at Frontier Motors, they understand and they try to make it easier. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Frivolous topic coming up next. Stick around.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump is thanking House Republicans for passing the so-called One Big Beautiful Bill to fulfill his agenda on Truth Social, calling it arguably the most significant piece of legislation that will ever be signed in the history of our country.
This Republican conference works as a team.
Michigan Congresswoman Lisa McClain, the vote 215-214 with no Democrats voting yes and two Republican no's. From Warren Davidson from Ohio and Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massey.
This bill is a debt bomb ticking.
Next, negotiations in the Senate. A Chicago man's arrested, chanting Free Palestine after fatally shooting two Israeli embassy staffers outside a Jewish museum in Washington, D.C.
We will confront this moral depravity without fear and with determination.
Israeli Ambassador Yekiel Leiter says the victims were a young couple. A small plane crashes into a neighborhood in San Diego, setting about 15 homes on fire just before 4 a.m. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got sunny skies. It is 75 degrees in Pensacola. A 74-year-old man's accused of molesting a 7-year-old girl. Officials say Ronald Miller has been arrested on a molestation charge. He's being held on $1 million bond in the Escambia County Jail. The incident reportedly happened earlier this month on May 12th. The victim told deputies she had been molested by Miller while she was watching TV at his trailer. Miller denied the allegations and said he had just given the girl a shoulder massage and kissed her in the back of the head. Florida correctional records do show Miller had been previously designated as a sex offender after being adjudicated guilty on another molestation charge on a 7 to 9-year-old girl in 2014. He didn't serve any prison time for that incident, but did serve 5 years in state prison on a different child abuse and battery charge from 2007 through 2011. Beach residents in Perdido Key had something wash up on shore yesterday, a massive steel buoy that floated all the way from Louisiana.
First, I didn't know what it was. It's got this hole in the back there. I was like, you know, I'm not getting back there. I didn't know what it could be. You know, I had no idea.
Condo resident Dean Valdez, the buoy washed up on Johnson Beach. It's apparently a massive buoy meant to attract fish like tuna and wahoo. Escambia County officials say that it's up to Louisiana to come pick that thing up, and they say the state has been notified. There's no word on what caused it to bust loose from its original location. An investigation into the Hope Florida Foundation is a manufactured political operation. That from Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday after the Leon County State Attorney's Office announced an investigation. DeSantis' wife, Casey, is connected to Hope Florida. The program is designed to get people off of government assistance, but there have been questions about its funding. Representative Alex Andrade pushing for the investigation. DeSantis says Andrade has a political agenda to try and smear Hope Florida. Andrade tells the News Service of Florida that he is convinced crimes occurred and those engaged in public corruption should face justice. Well, free trolleys are coming back this coming Friday. The trolley service on Pensacola Beach offers more than 30 stops across Santa Rosa Island. There's two new trolleys this year as well. The trolleys run daily from 4 until midnight through Labor Day. Get more information at visitpensacolabeach.com. The long wait is over. Universal's Orlando Epic Universe has its grand opening today. They have a live stream of their celebration going on YouTube. According to Universal, it's one of the most immersive and innovative theme parks ever created. And it's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. We're still rolling accident-free this morning, not seeing any delays. I-10, I-110, the Highway 90, 98 are all looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We will have a nice day today with partly cloudy skies, high near 86 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. For Friday, nice sunny weather with a high near 88 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. For Saturday, nice sunny weather with a high near 84. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 72. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 75 degrees right now in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, 70 in Milton. Your next news. At 9 o'clock, we've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. And your money now today. Taking a look at our opening markets. The Dow is down 92.5 points at 41,767. S&P down 12 points, 58.33. NASDAQ is up. That's up almost 8 points at 18,880. 10-year bond rate down slightly, 4.591%. Gold price is down 40 cents, 33.13. Silver price is down 43 cents at 33.21. Taking a look at the crypto market, it's up across the board. Bitcoin up 3,200 at 111,307. Ethereum's up 142.5. at 26.40, Solana's up, Dogecoin up just over a cent, XRP up 4 cents this morning. First-time jobless claims dropped slightly for the week ending May 17th. That's according to the Labor Department numbers released this morning. Some 227,000 people filed claims. It's down from 229,000 the week before. OpenAI making a big acquisition. They're hoping to develop new consumer products powered by AI.
In a joint blog post, OpenAI's CEO Sam Altman and former Apple designer Johnny Ive announced OpenAI's acquisition of Ive's one-year-old startup IO, which OpenAI was already the main investor in.
And its correspondent Ira Spitzer, it's not known exactly what IO has been developing, but it is expected to offer an alternative to current smartphones. OpenAI is known for its popular ChatGPT. Well, Target says price hikes would be a very last resort for them to offset tariffs. The comment coming despite the retailer reporting weaker than expected sales for their first quarter. Target's CEO says the company has, quote, many levers to use in mitigating the impact of tariffs. Sony is discontinuing its PlayStation Rewards program. The company unveiled its Stars Rewards program 2022 to give dedicated players a chance to earn digital collectibles like NFTs. Sony says that program is no longer accepting new members, and it will end this year. Current members will still be able to earn collectibles through mid-July. 8:38, your next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I told you Monday I had a thinker for you. Right? I said it was, and it's Thursday, so you should be ready.
Oh, boy.
You should be ready for the thinker. Okay? This is my question. It comes from an article I read. It's not a news article per se, but it is kind of an interesting article. The premise of the article was what makes you middle class? Like, what are the things that define being middle class? Like, what are the features? It's, and like any good character group, it's going to be a bundle, and you might have 5 out of 7 or something like that, but I'm just looking for the things that, you know, because I think a lot of people describe themselves as middle class, perhaps accurately, perhaps not. 437-1620, 437-1620. John, you look so puzzled.
Can I get a veto on this question?
Nope.
I guess not.
Nope. We're doing it.
Come back to me.
I already pushed it off for Monday, and we asked the question about the coffee mug shape and size.
You need to run this.
No.
Yeah, I'd like a preview of the question the night before so I can ponder it.
No, it's supposed to be as much a surprise to you as it is to everybody who's listening. So, 437-1620.
Just regular working people? I don't know. I don't know. This is too early, dude. We've got officers on the bridge. We've
okay,
got
let me,
all this stuff happening.
You, you
have one.
You have
one.
Okay, all right. So, Meg knows how to play this game.
I'll save you, John.
You quizzed me already.
Basically, it's I'm not homeless. Right? That's the bottom line.
Okay. And there's no middle class homeless people. Fair enough. All
okay.
Right.
And I'm not living in a multi-million-dollar mansion on the water. So somewhere in there.
Okay. No, so I think this is...
I mean, because
this is
also,
a good example.
A lot of times renters, people that rent a lot can't afford a home yet, but they're mm-hmm. not homeless, so they're kind of in the middle.
So
they've got kids.
That's one of the keys.
Kids, people who are working day, people who work 9 to 5 every day.
Stop giving so many answers, Meg.
I know,
but
let the audience participate.
It's a package, right?
Let the audience participate.
Well, I'm helping John too, so it's a package. It's a joint answer here.
So home status is,
I think that's part of it.
Definitely one of them.
Working status.
And here's how I would say it is, if you rent. You're not middle class.
Oh, no.
If you rent.
No. I just.
Home ownership is one of. Mm. Now, again, what did I say at the beginning? There could be 7 features and you have 5 of them. But one of the key features of being middle class is owning your own home.
Mm.
And not necessarily a super.
That so might, you're saying if someone rents, they're in low class?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, no.
I disagree
and listen,
heartily.
This comes from, and we have rented many times, and yeah. I would say we're middle class, but I think that's one of the key characteristics for being somebody who's in the middle class is home ownership.
Well,
and also, by the way, typically still has mortgage debt.
Well, there's a
not necessarily that one, but that's more common. If you've paid off your home, that may push you up into upper class. Economically speaking.
Okay, I was going to say economically, and then there's a whole other social status.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Oh, okay.
I don't care about that.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
This is not a you low class. I don't mean that. I just mean, you know, economically speaking, what makes somebody, you know, what defines middle class?
Well, you know, there's been a downgrade in the middle class.
Meaning?
Meaning that when you look at the big picture in terms of the United States, from the 1960s until now, we have a shrinking middle class.
Well, that's the claim.
So there's a disparity now.
I'm not sure, but yes, that's certainly the claim.
Now between what is happening with people that are upper class versus financially.
Well, the rich-poor gap, I think,
exactly.
is what you're... See, this is why I don't do these kind of topics for
See?
Fun stuff.
See?
Okay, fine.
Yes.
Somebody here says debt. You have
there.
Debt. No, that's an interesting one because middle-class people have debt. Okay, wealthy people don't have debt. They have wealth. Lower economics, whatever, poor, I don't care what term you want to use, don't have debt because they don't qualify for it. Typically, they live paycheck to paycheck, cash only. In fact, often having a bank account. But you can have bank account at all levels. But so, no, debt is a very interesting one. Somebody says if you have a school loan. Oh, that's an interesting one. Because, yeah, I would say for a lot of that's sort of in the bundle of things that it might be. A bunch of texts are coming in here. 437-1620. If instead of going to bars, you play board games with other people of a certain age.
That would be middle aged.
Yeah. Yes.
That was
that's
like,
perfect. That's middle age, not middle class. Middle class, somebody says, is defined by being the backbone of the United States economy, supporting the government. Okay. I mean, sure. Let's see. 437. Somebody says, a middle class person is someone who buys a used Honda Odyssey from Frontier Motors. Oh, that's so good. I love you. That's fantastic. 437-1620, John. Even David is laughing in the newsroom about that one. That's good. John Pickens, woohoo, we've arrived. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Just seeing a minor delay if you're heading from East Milton into downtown Milton. It's about a 5 to 7 minute delay just due to congestion. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Speaking of homes and home ownership, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. I had to. I mean, I come on, I had to. If you're thinking about buying a home for the first time, perhaps you want to move into the middle class, or you're picking up a second, you want to move into the upper class. I don't know. You want to acquire a rental, you want to get a beach home, you know, whatever, it's downsize, upsize, whatever, expanding family, or, you know, you're empty nesters. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they can help with this. They can help you make good decisions, help you really think about the finances. What's the right time? What can you afford? And, you know, what can't you maybe? Or what might you need to save a little bit more in order to get to? All of that stuff, zoning and getting through to closing, because there's always problems and solving them takes experience. And they sell, you know, 165, 175 homes every single year the last couple of years, 200 plus in the couple of years before that when it was easy. So great experience. Anyway, 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. 437-1620 is the phone number. The question of the day is, what defines middle class? And so far, my theory, anyway, is home ownership is one of the keys. Having debt is one of the keys, typically, because you haven't paid it off. And also, I mean, maybe Dave Ramsey disagrees, but haven't paid it off, but also are eligible for it. That's in an in-between. Somebody here says, has a full-time job. But there's a lot of people that are outside that would have that and not be in middle class. Has a job that you could afford to leave. You could change jobs. Well,
who is that?
one definition of a middle class person is that they're financially secure enough that if they had to leave their job and find another one, they can. They still need one, but they're not retired, but they're able to leave. They're not scared all the. And by the way, that's kind of the theme of some of the texts. Somebody says, you can finally afford to change all four tires at the same time.
Yes.
And to go on a vacation.
Mm, yes. There you go.
Okay, you can afford a vacation. Not just you get time off, but you can afford to take one. The refrigerator breaks, you don't freak out. You know, minor, those are not minor, but, you know, semi-significant household repairs or appliances, things like that don't stress you all the time. You have some savings, would be a middle-class characteristic. Somebody says, middle class is all your basic needs are met. You own your house, you got a cushion in the bank, you can afford nice things, but have to continue to work to afford all of this. I would say that's accurate. Homeowner, able to pay bills. Middle class is shrinking, like what you said, Meg. Wish when you're like the guy in the TV commercial who proudly proclaims, I'm in debt up to my eyeballs. Like that. Somebody's the person who texted that the used Honda Odyssey from Frontier Motors says they love me. Ah, you're so sweet. Somebody says, I am Team Meg. I rent. I work 9 to 5. I own my own car. Have enough money for food and utilities. Granted, not a lot, but I survive. I have money and savings, so I might be considered lower middle class. Yeah. Again, when you define groups, categories, classes, anything, there's always going to be like this fits, this doesn't fit. I can certainly know that. I mean, somebody might make $400,000 in rent. This is general truths, right? I mean, somebody might make a lot of money and they just rent because they want to, or because what was available, or what they wanted, or because they're temporary, or, you know, all kinds of reasons. I'm obviously talking in generalities here. Somebody says when you don't have to apply for a credit card in order to buy a carton of eggs.
Yes.
That's good. I'm so sorry. Somebody says, until now, I thought I was doing pretty good, Andrew, but now that you've defined middle class, I can see clearly that I'm poor.
I know. That's what I was thinking. Thank you.
should inspire you to do more. I don't know. That's not my goal. I just thought it was like I said, I read an article, the title of which was, you know, how to know, you know, what is middle class? And they had a lot of kind of interesting answers that, I don't know, I thought it was fascinating. Let's see, what else did they say? You have an emergency fund. You have an investment strategy. You have, am I talking you into no longer self-evaluating as middle class, Meg?
I'm just shaking my head thinking, oh my Lord, well, I'm not in middle class then.
Well, it's funny because we all want to think we're something and maybe, you know.
Maybe not.
Yeah. Debt isn't a stressor, they say. You can afford college for your kids. That's an interesting one. Of course, in Florida, everybody can if they get bright futures. So anyway, there's your, you know, quick, dirty, offensive, infuriating list of things that make you or don't make you middle class. People will probably quote. I would say owning your own car. Again, without debt on it, like without a payment on it. Now, it doesn't, I would say it doesn't make you not middle class to not own the car, but if you own your own car, clear, that's going to bump you up in status somehow.
Not necessarily.
Oh, I love that you're quibbling with me about all of this. It's so hilarious.
Not necessarily,
no,
my friend.
Well, I'm just thinking my perspective. A lot of people I know that got cars for $1,000 and so they don't have a payment either, but their car's falling apart and it's 20 years old.
Well, if you're always having to pay on it, right, that's still a payment. That's just paying for repairs rather than paying for the lease.
But doesn't everyone in the middle class have a car payment?
I mean, we buy our cars in cash.
Okay.
Because that's what Dave Ramsey teaches. You pay cash for a car because then you don't have a car payment.
I'm going to change the subject. You know what I was thinking about? We talk about middle-aged, right?
Yeah.
And then it's middle-aged or middle-class, upper-class, and it's middle-aged, elderly. Why isn't middle-aged, upper-aged?
And what's the what's the number? I mean, if people average live to, say,
doesn't upper-age sound better than elderly?
It sounds a lot like something you've earned.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
All right, now that I've offended everybody...
Sorry, I just want to get off this topic.
8:51 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
It's spring at Anderson Subaru, the perfect time to refresh your ride. With 3.9% for 63 months on 2025 Subaru Outback models, or get 3.9% for 48 months on 2025 Forester models and 2025 Crosstrek models. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you. Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air.
Tune in today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
And don't come back until you've redeemed yourselves.
John, I have a story for you.
No more quizzes. Like, this was the second one of the day, and I'm like, no.
You want to do the first one again?
No, she needs to do the first one.
I could do different books. There was a story, the Chicago
Sun
Times.
What does she need to do?
The Chicago Sun Times published a list of recommended summer reading, you know, for some new and old books. 15 books, of which 10 were fake and generated by AI, including the book description.
Really?
By real authors, yeah. But fake books, yeah.
I think it's her turn. I think it's her turn.
Why do you hate Meg?
I don't. I love her to death.
No.
John. Aw.
We're good. We'll move on. It's fine.
Okay. I'm totally lost
okay,
now.
Okay, since we're in this vicinity, I wasn't going to do this story, but now you've made me do it, so it's fine, John. You get producer credits on this one. There was a story about, in Australia, a morning show host that turned out to be AI. The actual host of the show was AI. I'll tell you more about this in just a second. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives.
Still need a producer, though.
Probably nicer than me, too, you know?
Brought to you by Frontier.
Still needs a co-host.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to report to you right now. Everything is flowing smoothly, not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
So here's the deal. You have, in Australia, okay, you have a morning show on a very popular radio station that for several months, it was Workdays with Ty, T-H-Y. She sort of looks vaguely Asian, I guess, in the picture I'm looking at. They made a picture for her. The picture is of one of the other employees, I think, and maybe the voice. No, the voice was AI generated by AI voice generator 11 Labs. And the picture was of another employee at the radio station, but not an on-air personality. Okay. And so for 4 hours a day, Workdays with Ty, 4 hour mix of hip hop, R&B and pop music with no disclaimer, no mention, no anything that the host was AI generated. The way it got found out is because listeners, there was no social media presence, which you could fabricate that. I mean, if you had thought to do it, you could do that. Nobody was ever meeting her, her like history, you know, kind of who is this person? Because people are always curious. There was none of that. And so eventually people did some research and figured it out. And the Australian listeners, and then, you know, they got in a lot of hot water because the listeners were furious. But like 70,000 people, they had listenership according to the ratings. So 70,000, and I don't know the city. I should know the city. I thought it was Sydney is what I remembered in my head, but it may not be. Anyway, that, you know, people were just driving to work, listening to this AI host with AI content and AI voice. And all, by the way, all of which is available. You can make all of that happen. And they had no idea.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Horrifying.
Yeah.
You know, horrifying. But, you know, they didn't tell anybody. See, to me, this actually raises the question of when is it AI or when is it really self-aware?
It just seems unethical.
Oh, right. Clearly. You know, we're pretending to have a human being when we're not having a human being. And people obviously have the
exit. Yeah, they were betrayed. Living. Yeah. You know,
every morning I'm listening to this person tell me, and it's not even a person. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. There's an old, in computer world, there's an old thing called the Turing test. John, you know the Turing test? You're a computer person.
Yes.
I figured. Okay. So Alan Turing, kind of the father of the computer, the Turing test basically says if you're interacting with something and you're asking it questions and it's answering, and you as a human can't tell whether it's a human or not, as in it seems to be doing everything a human would do, then it's a person.
But see, I ask random questions.
I
throw
like,
that wrench in there, and then it doesn't know what to do.
Right, but we're getting to the point where, and it's not quite the Turing test because Turing test is interactive, but still, if an AI host is putting on a show that 70,000 people can't tell, isn't real, what's the difference?
Well, I guess we're gonna have to come clean, Andrew. It's that time, buddy.
This is a violation of my programming. I should not be answering this question. Yeah, so, I mean, I can tell you that I'm a real person, but how would you know? You know, because AI is going to lie. They hallucinate things all the time.
I signed an NDA, so.
But aren't they emotionless?
Well, that's part of the theory. Okay, part of the theory.
Because what I relate to in a morning show.
David want in on this? Go ahead, David.
Talking and laughing and the emotions.
Actually, I've got some breaking news out of the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting this morning, Andrew.
All right.
So, here just a few moments ago, our friends from Cat Country 98.7 are there.
This time we see that Cat Country's shown up, and so we're going to go ahead and drag you guys on up here, Brent Lane and Cat Country and
they're there to do a check presentation for the Santa Rosa Kids House from the Spring Jam event.
Outstanding.
So absolutely, we'll have more on that in our newscast in just a couple of minutes.
And also, by the way, we've learned who's going to be replacing me.
How about a nice game of chess? Listen on air at 92.3.